We're going to be talking about smallpox, starting with the time period. It started in 1545 in China, then to India, Europe, and then North America.
It's called Valoria. Valoria means pimple or spotted. Smallpox is localized in small blood vessels of the skin and in the mouth or the throat. Smallpox starts out as a rash, then raised into fluid-filled blisters. It causes infections such as scars, commonly in the face. It can also cause blindness resulting from the scars. Smallpox is believed to have emerged in human population about 10,000 BC. The disease has killed an estimated 400,000 Europeans in the 18th century. It is caused through prolonged face-to-face with infected person.
Smallpox is the vaccine is no longer given to the general public because the virus has been wiped out. To control the spread of the virus, people who have smallpox would be kept in isolation at a hospital. Immunity and vaccinations. Most people say there is no treatment or cure for smallpox.
Signs and symptoms of smallpox are high fever, tiredness, body aches, headaches, back aches, and vomiting. After a few days, a rash will develop, and over the course of a few weeks, the rash goes through the following stages: early rash, pustular rash, pustules and scabs, resolving scabs, and scabs resolve.
Some tools commonly used to treat smallpox include the inoculation loop. Inoculation started in China in the 6th century. Chinese physicians ground dried scabs from smallpox victims along with musk and applied the mixture to the noses of healthy people. In India, healthy people thought they could protect themselves by sleeping next to someone with smallpox or wearing their shirt. The goal was to cause a mild case of smallpox so the person could gain immunity. This was called variolation. Sometimes too much of the virus is given and the person will die. People who had the disease were often isolated from everyone else. This was the case for all the countries that the smallpox epidemic hit.